7-4-6-er.
Good afternoon, Roger. What's going on?
Relaxing. Just had my lunch. I was out in the shop cleaning up an area where I'm going to have my shack and getting pretty clean, but I got a lot of stuff I got to get rid of.
Yeah, I know what that's like. Like what? What are you getting rid of?
Just a bunch of stuff, you know, from my parents and my wife and stuff, you know, that was kind of stored in this room. And, you know, it's just kind of neat old stuff that you hate to get rid of, but, you know, go back 100 years, some stuff.
Wow, that's crazy. I can't imagine, Roger, you know, building and having all that stuff. Well, you know, good luck with that. That's kind of a pain. You got a dump trailer, don't you?
No, I got a trailer. It's not a dump trailer, but I got a trailer.
Ah, that's a pain in the neck, loading and unloading at the dump. Well, anyway, just checking in with you, Roger, seeing what you're doing. I just got done eating lunch, and I think I might just take a quick nap. Didn't sleep good last night, so I'm a little tired.
Yeah, I take my garbage down every Tuesday. I make sure the garbage can's full.
Yeah, you can't get nothing in my garbage can. We get our garbage taken every 2 weeks, so we got to really be conservative in what we do. And I usually try to make one dump run. I got my my 63 Chevy pickup bed that's my dump trailer.
How you coming on that 48 Jeep?
Well, I'm about ready to pull the engine. I got the head off. I think I told you that. So I got the motor mounts out and starting on the bell housing bolts and see if I can get that engine out of there and see if I can get it unfrozen and get it apart and get it to the machine shop and take it from there. But there's no rush on it. That's probably going to be a good winter project.
Yeah, you didn't have no bites on the Jaguar at the car show?
I did, but a bunch of low ballers. I'm not going to let it go for nothing. So I'll just hang on to it. I'll get rid of it. One day, they've got to find the right guy. But a lot of people really like the car.
How about the Hummer? Did you bring it down to the guy in Grants Pass?
No, I was going to, but me and him got into a little fat, and I just came unglued at him and pretty much told him to go pound salt. I'm really disappointed with him.
Well, maybe you'll end up keeping the Hummer.
Yeah, it's not like I need the money or anything. It's just something I don't use, and I'm really not into it as much as I used to be, but we'll see how it goes. I still want to get a truck like yours, something similar to it, but a couple of years, not as new.
Well, you know, get what you need, you know. You ain't getting no younger, so you might as well spend it while you can.
Copy that. Is yours a half ton or three quarter?
One half.
Copy that. All right, Roger. I'll let you go. I'm going to take my little nap here just for a little bit and get the batteries recharged and get back after it and probably be by the poolside later. So I'll catch you later, Roger. Have a good day, man. Hope to catch you on the net tonight. WRMS 439er.
WRKHA 746er.
439er, 983, are you the gentleman with the Hummer?
I am, sir, 983. Go ahead.
I'm WSGP 983 John. Hey, is that Hummer a civilian or military version?
It's not a Humvee, it's a Hummer, so it's an H2. But it's been totally modified. 3/4 ton, body's been lifted off of it. It's got a 6.6 Duramax in it. It's been totally customized.
Okay, sorry to bother you. I was eyeballing some of the Humvee, the Hummer, from GovPlanet, and I was wondering if you had it, if it had been something you had done and how it is getting those roadworthy, if it's even possible.
Oh, yeah, they are, and you can pick them up for $15K or $12K, but the problem with those trucks is they're a 6.5, the old Chevrolet engine, you know, diesel, and those motors ain't that great. The injection pumps are junk, and, you know, but the only thing good about those things, man, they wheel like you can't believe. The suspension's unbelievable. I used to own one. I had one for 5 years. Mine wasn't military, though. It was a military truck. Converted into civilian, but that was $140,000 when I bought it. But what a beautiful truck. But the only problem I didn't like about it is that there's no room in it. The seating is just terrible in it, especially the driver's seat. Man, if you're a fat guy, forget it.
Roger that. Yeah, I was kind of curious. I saw a few of them starting auction bid starting at $3,000. That doesn't mean, of course, that's what you get. It's going to go up. And the one I saw was down in California. Well, actually, a couple were down in California, so you got to get it up here. And that's probably a grand right there. But I was wondering if, when I heard you talking about your Hummer, if that had been the case, maybe you had done a military to civilian conversion or updating, whatever they want you to do. And I heard here in Oregon that sometimes they only let you use them off-road. You can't get them street legal.
Well, it depends what county you're living in. You know, if you're in Grants Pass, you can get it through, you don't need smog or any of that crap, and they'll take it right through. I know a couple of people did it. But Medford, they have that smog regulation, and there's a few other counties that are the same way, but... they're killer trucks, though. I mean, but there's some issues with them, There's like 24 volt, and there's a lot of different changeovers. And if you're going to buy one, you buy two, get a good deal on them. But out in Nevada is where they have a lot of the military surpluses.
Roger that. You get a backup car for parts, I suppose is what you're implying there.
Yeah, copy that. All right, then, another thing. How do you copy me, actually, into the repeater?
I'm getting you loud and clear, nice audio, not much background noise, and I'm in Grants Pass. I'm almost line of sight to the repeater, but I'm on a handheld. We don't have a mobile unit or stationary unit yet, so this is a Yaesu. But, yeah, you're perfect. Your sound is clear and low background noise, very quiet.
Well, that's good to hear. I've been fighting to get into Grants Pass for a while. I got one of the Yagis that's just on the 4 megahertz range. I think it's 460 or something like that. But anyway, I'm glad I can get in there now. But anyway, good chatting with you, and you have a good day. And if any more information you might need, I can help you out. I've been wrenching on cars and own my own business for almost 50 years, so I know all about them. So I'll catch you later on, man. You have a good day. WRMS 439er.
Roger, thank you. I appreciate it. I might take you up on that right now. We're working on a MEP military diesel generator and trying to figure out fault codes on that baby. So next project might be one of those Hummers. We'll see. Anyway, catch you later. Pleasure talking with you, and look forward to chatting again sometime. WSGP 983, monitoring.